And we all know that SDRs can't buy you love. In fact, one is worth about $1.50. That wouldn't even buy a gallon of gas for NPR's David Greene. He's on a cross-country road trip talking to Americans about the recession during President Obama's first 100 days in office. On a recent swing through Pittsburgh, David came across three guys in their 20s. They'd lost their jobs in different parts of the country, and they all had the same reaction: move back home.
Pittsburgh's actually where I grew up, so when I rolled into town, I knew where to grab lunch. Permane Brothers Sandwich Shop.
Get a big old hunk of meat, some cheese, french fries, coleslaw, and tomatoes.
Fresh bread, too.
My favorite meat is kielbasa, and that meat and the cheese and the french fries, it all goes right on the sandwich. This is Anthony Arnold describing how you do it.
You don't need a big mouth to eat. All you gotta do is smash it down with your hand. You're good to go.
I was talking to an expert. This 23-year-old has made these sandwiches for a long time, but he's been out of practice.
I just came back last week. I was living in Virginia for 2 years, so I just came back.
It was the recession.
I was working for Circuit City. I was running the audio shop, the installation department, and they're out of business. So, you know, I had to come back here where my heart is, Pittsburgh. Born and raised, no other place, man.
Arnold hadn't planned to be working in a restaurant now, but when his old friends at Permane said he'd be welcome back, it didn't take him long to say yes.
Luke Woolley's Wild Alaska Grill.
As I spent some time walking around my old city,
steamed rice and Wild Alaskan salmon for $6.
I realized Anthony Arnold wasn't alone. This is Luke Woolley. I found him selling fish on a sidewalk.
Moving back to Pittsburgh has been the best thing that's happened to me.
Turns out for the last 6 years, he's been working as a carpenter in the wilds of Montana.
The hunting and fly fishing. I've worked 4 10-hour shifts and then 3 days off. I'd either go hunting or fishing. I was living the dream for a while until it all came to an end.
The dream ended when the contractor he was working for folded.
I tried to stretch it out as long as I could, and then when I finally completely ran out of money, I had to come home.
Now, in Pittsburgh, it doesn't hurt to have Luke's last name, Woolley. The family runs the landmark Woolley's Fish Market in Pittsburgh's Strip District. They've been in business nearly 100 years. This recession has brought Luke back to the family trade. He's opened his own grill, and every day he sells plates of fish or shrimp outside the family's market.
Got the Wild Alaskan Grill started. This is my 9th day of business, and we've been through about 240 pounds of grilled salmon.
Just blocks away, I came across Dusty Rowe.
I lost my job in Ohio and had to move back here.
He was working for an excavation company in Ohio last year. They laid off 58 people.
Out of job, out of house. Recession sucks.
You might have noticed those two other guys I spoke to had connections, and they picked up jobs fast when they came home. Dusty Rowe's not so lucky. He's been struggling.
Construction's not booming. You gotta know somebody to get in. It's horrible.
But like those other guys, he's okay being home.
I'm a Pittsburgh guy. Born and brewed. Or not born, but brewed here. It works.
Well, it works, except for that part about being back with his parents. His mom, Rhonda Allen, was standing with him. And yet Dusty Rowe told me exactly how he feels about living back home.
It blows. But, you know.
He's in the dungeon. He's in the basement. In the biggest space.
That's what I wanted to be, a 26-year-old basement dweller living with my mom and dad.
What's it been like having a home?
I like my son. I like him. He could live with me till I die, and that's okay. I don't mind. The husband isn't so happy, but I don't mind.
And it's actually not just her son. Alan has two brothers in their 30s who were struggling and moved back in with her, too.
So that's like a family house. People go away, yet because of the changing times, they don't succeed, and they come back.
Rhonda Allen was smiling as she said this. The recession that's brought nothing but misery for millions of Americans has brought her family back together. I'm David Greene, NPR News.